The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
According to the state newspaper, last year, $44 million was quietly sent to more than 180 projects. And again, according to the state, few describing what the money was for, how it was spent, or if the program or project was even successful. On our guest line this morning, Senate Majority Leader Shane Massey, Republican from Edgefield, our guest. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, Joey. Good morning. Doing well. Thanks for having me back.
Always good to have you. Let's talk for a minute about earmarks. A great article in the state newspaper yesterday, and I know this is a topic, Senator, that you guys address from time to time. I know that you particularly have talked about it as well. In very simple terms, tell us what an earmark is.
Well, an earmark is a special request in the state budget to fund a program, a project, typically back home. It's typically for, you know, parades and festivals, or for your favorite nonprofit, or to it can even be to build a convention center. But typically earmarks are projects that legislators fund with state taxpayer dollars for projects back home.
Now you were quoted in this state newspaper article saying that you'd be willing to sponsor legislation to maybe tweak the way this is done, maybe improve the process. Tell me what you think should be done, and is there any chance that your colleagues in the state Senate and across the aisle might be willing to change this?
Yeah, so I think, first of all, it's important to understand that the Senate took a big step, this year in disclosing earmarks. Historically, and this has been part of what's been reported in the state newspaper, they've done a series of articles over the last couple years on the earmark issue. And one of the things they identified is something that frustrated a lot of us, and that is we know they're in there. We know they're in the budget. We just can't find them.
Yeah.
And so you don't know how much is being spent. You don't know what they're being spent on. Well, on the very first day of the legislative session this year, the Senate changed its rules to require that all those earmarks must be disclosed. So now, if I ask for a project back home, I've got to disclose that I'm asking for something, what the project is, how much it's costing, so that all that information is out there. It's available to senators when we're debating the budget. It's available to the public to see.
Right.
And so the latest article that you've seen from the state newspaper is a result of having seen some of those projects identified. I think that was a major step, because I believe that transparency is the first step to accountability, and it's the first step to making change in the process. But my hope is that we can do a better job of holding not only legislators, I think that's important, but holding legislators and the recipients of these taxpayer dollars accountable for how that money is spent. That's got to be the next step.
Yeah, and I agree, Senator. On our guest line this morning, Senator Shane Massey, Majority Leader in the South Carolina Senate. You know, it's one thing to talk about, and again, the state saying that just in the last year or so, about $44 million, as they have followed this story over a period of time, there's been $100+ million in earmarks. But the thing that probably concerned me as much as the fact that these earmarks are out there, and that there appears to be, me outside looking in, appears to me that there's a lot of secrecy around this, is the fact that a lot of the recipients, there's no follow-up. Let me find my notes here from the state article. An audit from the state inspector general's office found that 73% of the receiving organizations over the past two budgets failed to even report back how they spent the money.
Yeah, no, that is a real problem. So what typically happens is you'll have a legislator who gets a visit from a nonprofit back home, and they tell you about all the great work that they're doing, but they need just a little bit more money in order to be even more successful. And this could be things that we're all proud of. I mean, you get some things like the United Way to some things that are not as well known, but they do good work in the community, whether that is to help with parenting, to help with children, to do all sorts of things. The problem is there is no accountability on how they spend that money. Lots of times it goes for capital projects, but lots of times it just goes into their budget. And there's no accountability for how that money is spent and whether we are getting a bang for our buck. And I think that is a real problem. That needs to be one of the next steps that the legislature takes in order to give people more confidence in how the legislature is appropriating their money. You mentioned $44 million last year and $100 million over the last few years. This year, it's going to be over $200 or $300 million just this year, based on what we've found that has been disclosed. So much that there was more in previous years, it's just they couldn't find it.
Right. And that's disturbing in itself, isn't it, Senator? That you have to kind of search for it to find it. And I want to qualify this too, what you were saying. There's some great projects that are involved in this. There are projects that need the money. The money is well spent. So I don't want to say that this is a totally a bad thing, because you know your constituents in Edgefield, they elect you to take care of things in your community, and as all of our state legislators, that's what we elect you to do. So it's not always a bad thing, but the fact that we just don't know about some of them, and the secrecy. Again, you have to understand that for those of us outside looking in, it's pretty suspect. And I think there also, Senator, and I think you will agree with me, there needs to be some accountability for your colleagues in the legislature. An example, Senator Darrell Jackson from Richland County, he was able to get $800,000 for a nonprofit connected to a church that he is a pastor and board member of. To me, there's just a problem with that.
Well, there's another, to that point, there's another step that needs to be taken as well, because there is no vetting on the legitimacy of the project on the front end. If I go and ask for the money, I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
At least that's the way the process works. Now, the way it works too, and look, I don't ask for earmarks. I don't like the process. It's done behind closed doors. It's very secretive. I mean, it feels dirty to me. I don't do it. And I don't like having to sell my soul in order to get $50,000 for a project back home.
Right.
But there's no vetting on the front end either. So there's no committee discussion about these things, Joey. This is something where you'll get a senator who will go to the chairman of the committee, sit down in the chairman's office and say, I'd like $100,000 for this project, and then it ends up in the budget, right? So there's no there's no debate about these things. There's no vetting to know whether this is a good project or not, or to know where this ranks in a priority list. I mean, if we've got $5 million that we can spend on things like this, there's no priority discussion to determine which ones are more important. That's a real problem as well. It's just bringing home the bacon, and I'm just not a fan of the process.
Yeah. Well, Senator, you know, it's like, and I'm involved in some nonprofits. I'm on some nonprofit boards, and we apply for grants. And when we go to a foundation, whether it's like a community foundation or whatever, there's a process. There's an application we complete. We show them our budget. We show them how we're going to spend it. And in most cases, we have to do follow-up reports to show them that we spent the money that they entrusted us with the way that we told them we were going to spend it. And in this case, none of that happens as far as I can see.
Yeah, no, I mean, so what you're describing is a competitive process. Well, you've got to justify the need, and then you've got to justify that you spend it appropriately. That's not what happens with the earmark process. Those are changes that we need to make. I do think that the change that we made in our rules this year is an important first step, because the first thing is you got to know that they're there, and you got to know what you're spending. Now we got to take the further steps to make it more accountable.
Yeah, Yeah, I would love to see, and maybe you guys did this, I'd love to see just a simple website that I can find, that anyone can find, that would just break this down and would show them. Senator, it's always good to talk with you. I had planned for us to talk a little about some of your achievements. You guys had a busy session this year. You got a lot accomplished. Maybe you can come back one day next week and we can spend a little time about some of the highlights of this past session.
Sure, I'm happy to do that. This is a successful year. I'm happy to talk about that.
Yeah. Senator Shane Massey, always appreciate what you do, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Joey.